The recent stock market crash in China made some Chinese investors uneasy about investing at home. So instead, they're looking abroad. And many wealthy Chinese have found that the best safety net they can find is in the U.S., specifically American real estate. It's a trend that's been picking up over the last few years.
Overseas Chinese spent $22 billion buying homes in the U.S. from March 2013 to the same period in 2014. That was up a whopping 72% from the year before.
Many Chinese pay in all cash, and sometimes for hundreds of thousands of dollars above asking price. That's why some South Bay real estate companies have started catering to these buyers with private bus tours of homes for sale. KALW's Liz Mack took a ride to find out how this influx of money is impacting the Bay Area housing market.
Welcome to the Cupertino bus tour. This is our second one for the year.
Linlin Zootani is a real estate agent. It's Saturday morning and our housing search starts in Cupertino in a van filled with about 10 other people.
Raise your hand if you think the housing market is just going crazy. Okay, well, you are not the only ones.
The words Daily on Realty, the real estate company Zootani works for, are painted on the side of the van. The seats are full, so Zootani stands up in front.
Do you have any questions?
You're hearing a tour that's half in Chinese, half in English. Back when Dalian started these van tours, they were getting so many requests from Chinese buyers wanting to check out available homes. Offering them a van service to get around efficiently made a lot of sense. But today's tour is actually exclusively local Chinese and Taiwanese Americans, though that's not always the case.
At this point, it's about 10%. Of our sales is going to Chinese buyers from mainland, or international buyers overall, but mainly from mainland China.
That's Dalian's international outreach director, Kim Hang.
By the end of the year, our goal is to increase this percentage to 20. So 20% of our sales will come from the mainland China. Well, very ambitious.
It's just good business for Dalian. Hang says there's so much interest from Chinese buyers because
Chinese people really care about their children's education and, you know, education environment. And, you know, like Bay Area has the best weather, great culture and great schools.
And their investments are paying off.
In Palo Alto, 3 years ago, average price is 1.2. Now it's over 2.5. So if you had bought 3 years ago, you would have been a millionaire now sitting on a pile of gold.
So the booming housing market is good for Dalian and its foreign buyers. But what about the locals? Remember that Chinese English language van tour? The one full of local Chinese and Taiwanese people? When we stopped to check out the next property, a cozy one-story home, I asked one prospective buyer how she feels about the search.
Have you heard anything about a lot of Chinese buyers coming in?
Yeah, I heard a lot about that. Like, they're all cash buyers.
That's Chow Liu. She looks young, probably late 20s or early 30s.
You say that kind of like yeah. You're not happy about it.
It just feel like there's no way for me to compete with them.
The thing is, Chow originally came from China about 10 years ago.
I go to school here. I try to build a home, you know, when I buy a house, I pay down payment and I just borrow the money, take loans. It's like everybody's doing that. It's more normal. But people, it's not just Chinese with all cash. It's just like people with all cash buyers. And they just kind of like, you know, make the market hard for us.
Another frustrated buyer is Mei Chen. She's Taiwanese American, and she says she's been looking for a house in Palo Alto for the past 3 to 5 years. She says often the housing search feels like a competition.
I don't know, it's a free country, but I really think government should do something. Maybe it should set a rule like who lives here, work here, you know, can get a house here.
Like Liu, Chen came here, got her degrees, and works here. So she feels like she's paid her dues.
At the end, we cannot afford a place we like. And they don't even live here, and they don't know the value about American culture.
This is where I'd normally talk to a Chinese buyer, ask them about what it's like looking for housing here, reasons to move to the Bay Area, what they feel local buyers think of them. But I couldn't get a Chinese buyer to talk to me. Many are famously media shy. Though I did find someone on this tour who helps mainland Chinese find housing here in the Bay Area.
Everybody called me Levi, just like a jeans.
Lee says the moment he introduced himself and stepped on the bus, one full of Chinese and Taiwanese Americans, he felt the tension.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they don't welcome like something like Chinese people to come here to take over the market.
He asked somebody sitting beside him, where are you from?
She just told me, everybody's from here. We are the local people. I just think maybe I just made a mistake.
It's understandable why people are stressed out. Buying a home is a big deal. And it's not exactly easy in the Bay Area, where prices are skyrocketing. So if this sounds like rich people battling other rich people for super expensive homes, it is.
But affordability is really a measure of how accessible is it for someone with a given income to afford the average house in an area.
That's Christopher Palmer. He researches real estate and housing markets at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.
So if somebody that makes $140,000 a year cannot afford any house nearby, then that is an affordability problem.
Palmer says that, yes, more people coming into the market puts pressure on it. And yes, when people buy over bidding price, it raises the prices for everyone else. But he says people coming from abroad, that's really not the issue at all.
If we just had an influx in buyers or an increase in demand for housing coming from any source, that's going to create an affordability crisis. And it doesn't so much matter whether those buyers are coming from China or whether they're coming from Miami or whether they're coming from Boston.
And people are coming from all around the U.S., in part because of our booming tech industry. Palmer says it's likely the influx of tech workers buying houses is more responsible for higher home prices than an incoming stream of mainland Chinese. And he says, look, if you're a buyer from China, imagine you have all this hard-earned money and an unstable stock market. Of course, you'd want to keep it safe.
You feel like I can't stuff it under my mattress because it's in the wrong currency. And so I need to put it in some kind of safe asset. My money feels very slippery.
One place that money could stick just might be a $1 million house located in the South Bay. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Mack.